I understand the politics of it, but I also need to understand that the broader politics of this is if politicians don't have ribbons to cut, they're going to move away from being excited about the infrastructure bill and find other things that are going to attract them to their local voters.
You're listening to the ATM Podcast.
I'm on the phone with Brian Termail, Vice President of Public Affairs and Strategic Initiatives at the Associated General Contractors of America. And I want to get some straight talk regarding Biden wanting Congress to suspend the federal gas tax. AGC is a member of the Americans for Transportation Mobility Coalition, and Brian has always been frank in advocating that America should have dependable federal investment in our transportation network. First, Brian, let's talk about why the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act, IIJA, was such a historic accomplishment for the United States.
Sure. And by the way, thanks for having me. I appreciate it, Maury. It looks like I have to change my name to Frank, though. But look, for probably three or four of the last presidents spent an enormous amount of time talking about how we needed to invest more in infrastructure, right? This is President Obama talked about it. W talked about it. Trump definitely talked about it. And Biden came into the office talking about the need to invest in infrastructure. The one difference is between Trump, Obama, W, and Biden is, to his credit, Biden actually got Congress, bipartisan groups in the House and the Senate, to pass a massive over $1 trillion new multi-year investment in infrastructure. What the heck is infrastructure? It means we've put in a lot more money than we have in the past into improving our roads and bridges, improving water systems. That's everything from drinking water systems to wastewater systems, to improving rural internet, to improving ports and our airports, public schools, educational facilities, police facilities. So it's an acknowledgement and frankly an accomplishment that we are going to be investing in the types of facilities that are kind of the backbone of our society and the backbone of our economy. So getting it passed, you know, they talk in Washington how there are no Democrat roads or Republican bridges, but it turns out it was pretty tough politics to get Congress to pony up a lot of money to invest in our infrastructure. And in the end of November last year, or in November of last year, Congress actually did it, and they passed a bill that's something that, you know, groups like AGC and the other members of the ATM coalition have been pushing for a long time.
Now for the elephant in the room, the implementation of IIJA is currently a huge focus, but then suddenly the Biden White House wants to spearhead a suspension of the federal gas tax. So a couple of questions on this point. Number one, how will this affect the Highway Trust Fund? And two, what will this do to the goal of rebuilding America's aging transportation system?
Yeah, you know, first, your credit to Biden for pushing infrastructure, but frankly, we think this idea of his, of a 90-day suspension of the federal gas tax, is irresponsible, will be ineffective, and frankly, is kind of idiotic. And I'll walk you through. Basically, what's happened is the price of gas has gone up over $3 a gallon since the summer of 2020. And two of those dollars of increases have come since last summer for a variety of reasons. And we can get into this. But waiving the gas tax, the federal gas tax, and encouraging states to waive the gas tax is going to offer no help at the pump for drivers. But it will create a lot of pain for motorists and anyone else who depends on infrastructure, because we're going to blow a big hole in the way we pay to fix our roads and bridges over the long term. It's a political gimmick, Maury. Everyone knows that waiving the federal gas tax isn't actually going to change by any significant amount the amount people have to pay at the pump. The federal gas tax is 18 cents a gallon. Gas prices are up $3 a gallon. And, you know, many studies have looked at when states have tried waiving their gas tax amounts or changing their gas tax amounts, the amount that's changed has never been reflected in the pump. There are too many other factors going on that drive daily changes in the pump. You know, as one of our members likes to point out, his offices sit right next to a gas station. And he says the numbers on the board of that gas station change on an almost daily basis. in a way that you know, would easily wipe out the changes that would come from waiving the gas tax. So yeah, it's a dumb idea. It's a political ploy for someone who is desperate to reverse kind of a never-ending slide in his popularity because he happens to be overseeing a number of different crises. Now, many of them probably aren't his fault, but they're happening on his watch, and Americans are frustrated, and he's trying to do something.
Okay, here we go. What's the Associated General Contractors of America doing to mobilize against this gas tax suspension?
Oh, sure. Yeah. You know, we've reached out to all of our chapters. We've got 89 chapters around the country and our 27,000 member firms, and said, look, there's really three things you need to do. One, contact your members of Congress and let them know that this is a stupid idea and that they're going to be doing more damage to improving our roads and bridges and our transit systems than we're going to help drivers at the pump this summer. Two, you know, we're asking everyone to, you know, be active, be vocal about it. Make sure you talk to your local chambers of commerce. Make sure you talk to other employer groups in the area. Make sure you talk to the people who work with you so they understand that this is a gimmick and one that's going to do more damage than help. And then the third thing is, because the president is also using his bully pulpit to push states to waive their gas tax. Most states also fund their road and bridge improvement programs via the state gas tax. Because President Biden's pushing to waive, you know, states to waive that gas tax, get in touch with your state legislators. Get in touch with your governor. Let them know you think it's a bad idea as well. It's only going to hurt our ability to fix roads and bridges. And the bigger problem is that waiving the gas tax doesn't address the root cause of why gas prices have gone up $3 a gallon since 2020. They've gone up because obviously there's a war in Ukraine and there's a lot of embargoes on oil coming out of Russia, which has driven up the price. Some accounts for some of that increase, but a lot of the increases came even before the war in Ukraine. And the reason is that we went from an economy that was half asleep because we shut it down for the coronavirus to one that's fully awake. People are out driving, people are out shipping goods, people are out hauling food and produce. And at the same time, we shut down a lot of refineries during the pandemic spring of 2020. And a lot of energy firms have been reluctant to reopen those refineries because the long-term outlook doesn't seem very positive based on the political signals coming out of Washington. This is an administration, even when the president announced his gas tax gimmick, that made it clear that they don't see a long-term future for fuel consumption in the United States.
Okay. So the White House has previously announced that they've got $110 billion that they are awarding for IIJA projects. However, I understand you have a concern about projects getting done in a timely manner. What are some of the barriers that are slowing down the process, and what can be done to help states plan and move forward?
Here's the tremendous irony. The biggest barrier to success with the bipartisan infrastructure bill, the IIJA, is the president himself or his administration. They've put in place or are in the process of putting in place all kinds of barriers, regulatory barriers, to keep projects from actually getting underway and being successful that are supposed to be funded by this bill, which is interesting because this is the president's signature bipartisan accomplishment of his first 2 years in office. And unfortunately, the way politics works, you know, like Winston Churchill said, democracy is the worst form of government other than every other form of government. And the way democracy works is that politicians tend to gravitate to things that people like. People like to see new projects completed, whether that's a repair of an old bridge, repaving of a road, or the completion of some new interchange or some new stretch of interstate, right? Or opening a new transit line. And if that's not happening because the administration's putting every obstacle they can think of, and some you couldn't even imagine, to getting these projects done, I understand the politics of it, but I also need to understand that the broader politics of this is if politicians don't have ribbons to cut, they're going to move away from being excited about the infrastructure bill and find other things that are going to attract them to their local voters.
Okay. And with that, we've got the last question. Is the gas tax suspension part of an emerging trend in national politics where the politicians say they want to invest in infrastructure, but then they look for ways to claw back at the funding for infrastructure?
Yeah, I mean, again, I think it goes back to the politicians want ribbons to cut. I mean, certainly we think that the president's gimmick on waiving the gas tax or suspending the gas tax for 90 days is flawed in many reasons. One of them is that it sends the message to motorists that the gas tax is a reason why they're paying so much at the pump, even though it was the same amount of gas tax when gas was at $1.50 a gallon as it is when gas is at $5 a gallon. So it's not in any way contributing to the increase in fuel costs. And it's a bit irresponsible to signal that somehow the gas tax is part of the problem. So that undermines long-term support for the way we fund most road and bridge and transit investments in this country. But more broadly, it also sends a signal that anytime fuel gets high, the appropriate policy response should be to waive the way we pay for fixing roads and bridges, which once it's like a Pandora's box. Once you open these things, you can't close them. It's like, you know, when we started deciding that it was okay to, and maybe there's a good policy reason behind it, to write a stimulus check to people every time the stock market takes a dive. It's hard to claw that back. Same thing here. It's going to be really hard if the president is successful in getting Congress to waive the federal gas tax. It's going to be hard for another president to not have to do the same thing the next time there's an international global crisis and the cost of fuel goes up. And that's going to keep blowing up holes in the way we pay for infrastructure. And yeah, I think in the end, you know, if the money's not there at some point, you know, we got to be really, really concerned about whether this country is going to be able to fund the road and bridge and transit work that we all claim we want to do. So yes, we should be worried. This isn't just a one-time gimmick. What the risk here is that we set a precedent that we're going to buy votes today with tomorrow's infrastructure investments.
Oh, that's it, man. Great response, and I appreciate your time today.
It's always a pleasure. Anything you need, you guys let us know.
For more information, visit FasterBetterSafer.org.